Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at locomotives. Live Las Vegas, January 22nd. Ready? It's already the end of the month, 2019. Welcome everyone to the show. Hosting along with myself tonight is the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you doing?
Warming up.
Warming up. Come on. It is.
Oh man, great guest tonight. Not only do we get one Jack, we get two Jacks. So, Sam Jacks for being here.
No problem. Thank you.
Kyle did it.
Thanks for having me on.
We're going to try to egg you guys on to get in a fight. So, we'll make it a good show. Yeah, brother over there. So.
It don't take much.
We can save it for the track. No. So, thanks for being here. I do appreciate it. I want to say our popularity contest. Yeah, I can guarantee that history is first place.
That's right.
He's ahead.
Right now. As of right now.
After the show, you might want to do your Facebook Live.
Kyle's got it.
We've got a contest going, so we'll
make a video of me. It's okay.
And if you want
to see him better, he looks like a traffic cone.
You know what? He's got to do it because then he blends in everywhere in Vegas.
Sure.
Nobody can point him out.
The road in Las Vegas.
Well, just when you think you take a road which was clear like an hour ago, it's got cones all over. I'm like, what the hell? When did this happen? So you guys, how do we do that with two people? What's the popularity thing? Do we give it to one or do we split their...
How are you going to tell which one's which?
That's what I
did. No, just one.
Just one. So we give both points?
You know the contest we're having for the whole year.
What it is
the one that has the most listeners at the end of the year gets $100.
Ooh, hey.
Now, that's per show. Now, you can't come on five times. But you can come on five times and beat your last. Get enough the first time. So, right now, that's because...
Fourth show, so that's now Pat Petrie's leading.
After that, might be another story. Right. So how do we do their? How do we split theirs up? Do we
get
Kyle because he's face five.
I already got him beat.
Probably.
See,
you probably did. Yeah, poor Pat.
So they'll have to split it like 75-25.
Older brother gets 75.
Yeah,
younger.
Kyle's over there shaking his head.
Wait, how about whoever wrestles under the ground first? We'll figure it out. So. But anyways, we got a lot of racing coming up this year. Can't wait. You guys are getting antsy, working your cars and stuff like that. So, of course, that's one of the reasons why we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear what's the buzz around the concept. Who's talking about who now?
Everybody.
Let's get in the world, right? Right. Yeah. Hey, it's just like real family.
Just like real friends.
Yeah, right. Anyways, that's not, it's not like that in the racing world.
No.
Whatever you say.
As long as you're believing.
Well, I've been coming in here, almost for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm still learning how to kick Gary. And vice versa.
Deal with me.
Anyway,
that's my biggest in life. Dealing with Mike. It was dealing with JJ. Dealing with Mike.
I'm glad the most important person in life. That's what I'd say. Thank you.
The mission. The mission is to deal with you.
Okay. Well, good mission.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to deal with
it forever.
When you figure it out, let me know. I can figure out how to deal. So, anyways.
Hey, you know,
Before
we go to the Jax Brothers, I want to give my buddy Jake Grasser a shout out. It's his birthday.
Okay. Little Jake. Okay.
Well,
he's
no,
not little
no.
anymore. I'm sorry.
No, Jake.
Okay.
Yes. He turned 12 today. So it's his birthday, and he's not so little anymore.
No, that's true. I'm sorry.
I saw him on the year, and a couple more hamburgers, and he'll be caught up to me.
And he's 12,
yes.
You guys know Billy Grass? He raced the Bombers and stuff. Well, that's his kid, right?
Yeah, his kid. And I think I met him when he was 2 years or 2 months. He was.
Okay, I'm glad it was 2 months. Nine months.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No. But anyway, happy birthday, Jake. I don't know what they're talking about. They're just laughing.
Happy birthday, Jake.
Yes.
What's Billy going to do? Is he going to do any racing?
I don't know.
He actually came out last year. Was it last year?
Yeah.
In your car at the bullring.
Yep. No, year before last
was it year before?
Ring, and then he was in Pahrump last year a couple of times. So.
He finished actually fourth, fifth?
Fourth. That was for the 4th of July race, I believe.
Was that
the year
was that the guy that tried to take Kyle out a couple years ago? Was it? I don't think so.
No, you mean the guy that really tried to take Kyle out.
Okay.
Billy was racing my car.
Yeah, the blue and white one, right? Is it blue? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys know who he is?
No.
I think I met him.
He's racing orange. It used to be 22.
Yeah. You know, as Kyle said, Sam looks like a cone.
Car represent.
The car cone. It was the orange. And anyway. Now, he's pretty fast. He used to race the 11. Once or twice, and every time he gets up there, pretty takes cars that aren't usually fast. He gets up front somehow. Not up front, I guess close to the front.
Well, the will is away.
Exactly right. He's pretty good. I like to see him come out some more. So.
He's coaching football. He'll be back
damn
out.
Kids.
Yeah. Damn kids. Damn kids. I tell you.
Anyway,
when Jake makes rich, we'll all be rich.
We'll start racing again.
That's right. Jake is going to sponsor my race car when he gets
it. So you guys keep our parents are counting on you guys to make them rich. So you guys have a job to do. Your parents are waiting for you guys to make it big.
Trying every day.
So hey, before you get too far, I want to say you don't have custom earbuds. You need them, you know, for your racing radios. You can call Hear Clear 725-233-HEAR. Get a hold of Cindy. She'll custom fit some.
I was talking to Kyle about them before the show.
$500.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding. See, pockets of $250 is left over. Now well, here it says $180, but that's a super low discount. So I think they actually went up since this was printed. They're only a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, that was printed in 2003.
But you're not allowed to use them in the Bombers, but you can still get them.
Just in case.
You still need them, but we won't tell them. 725-333-4326.
Your helmet on, they can't see nothing.
That's right. I'm surprised like, they don't use their cell phones with their helmet now.
Oh, don't worry. We tried it.
Does it work?
No.
How come it's too noisy?
You've
heard of somebody trying
it,
right?
Yeah, I would never.
That's
no.
A shit. I'm surprised more people haven't figured that out. So I'm sure they have. If you have, let us know.
Trust me, more has figured it out than they care to say.
Yeah, no doubt. There's always those hidden radios
that
people ever use. Never. Hey, Sam, nice to have you here, man. Appreciate you hearing the show. And what do you got going on? You going to do Superstock again?
Yeah.
Or
plan right now. Supposed to be in a Superstock for this year. So qualified, so he's going into that this year. So it's
cool.
We've kind of established the pattern.
Yeah.
Or gets something and drives it for two.
You know,
we all swap again.
You know, to look forward to next.
Yeah.
And you, Kyle, you get in the stock, and then it's like the kind of the
chain of events.
The old tennis shoes and t-shirts you
yeah.
hand me down. Poor Kyle. Hey, at least you get the race, right?
Yeah, that's true. I ain't complaining.
How come can I get in line behind Kyle? That way I can at least start racing. Yeah.
Getting there somewhere.
So, you plan on doing super stocks this coming year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to see what we can do. So we had the car rolling really, really, really for open comp. I don't know, kind of played with it a little bit, but everything with open comp made it slower. So, we had. But the winter, we've got the motor out of the car. Going through it, it's got 3 years on that, so it's time for bearings and stuff. So
refresh. Huh?
Doing that. Second gear starting to stick a little bit. Transmission got another transmission right now. But just normal off-season stuff, going through it all, make sure everything looks good.
You got February 16th. That's open registration and a practice.
We're debating it. We're going to get there with courts modified. But I don't know if we're going to bring the superstock out, bring Bomber out. We're still kind of offensive. If we can get them done in time, then we'll probably be going.
Cool. Hey, any buzz out there on, like, new people into the superstocks?
I know Andy Guevara is supposed to be running full
cool.
this year for that. And Camden, so that's Larson's son, supposed to be
cool.
this year, too.
A little bit about that. Okay.
But other than that, I think that's about it. I saw Jim Rileo's car was getting a little work done to it, so it'd be cool if he brings it up a little bit next year. A little more competitive field.
You going to try to intimidate some of these newer guys with your experience? You know, everybody with experience pushes around these other younger guys.
I don't do that. Not
you
at all.
Should.
Never, ever.
Accidentally. Right. Don't fall for your brother. You got to spread it out.
spread the wealth.
Right. So I know there's a handful of Bombers for sale out there that I've seen, you know, some that have raced out this last couple seasons or more, and some that haven't. So
I don't know. The politics are starting to get to some people,
right.
But I don't know.
Politics.
Politics of that.
What politics are you talking about?
No. I don't know, man.
I haven't heard anything about politics. Never have. Not yet. It's funny. I mean, it's tough because you can't please everybody. And each regime out there, and Tim's, how long's he been out there so far? It's a while, huh? He's done a good job. You know, they've all rotated in the last few regimes out there. They've all had their different issues. I know I've quit out there a couple times in the past. You end up going back, you know. It's a lot of the same, but different faces sometimes. You know, you just learn to deal with it and whatever, you know. You can't race, you know, anywhere else that's in your backyard that's easy to get to and all that.
That's what makes it hard is
right.
Pisses people off and drives everybody away, and then it does the whole slowly swindles down to small track and there's not a lot of people running.
And then the races start, you know, complaining and stuff. Hey, where's the count?
Yeah.
Like, well, hey, you know. But anyways. So the stock's going to be a pretty decent division.
I hope so.
It looked like they were growing there for a little bit, and then they kind of...
Yeah, more towards the end of the year. There were a few more coming on, but, you know, 3-4 races, nobody really shows up.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm excited. I hope that there's a few more people that bring their cars out this year.
And that's probably one of the best divisions out there for a driver to experience a true race car and a little bit of the factory stock kind of
mm-hmm.
You have all the adjustments. You have decent motor package, decent tire that goes with, you know, you can do a lot to those. So,
yeah,
you know.
It teaches you a lot about, you know, especially coming from something like a Bomber, even a Bandolero, all these, you can really, you feel them a lot more,
right.
More pronounced.
You know, and then when you move into something else, let's say a modified or even, you know, a late model or anything else, you end up getting that experience of the adjustments and all that, where the factory you don't really get, or I'm not sorry, the bombers, you don't really get some of that. You are limited, or supposed to be limited, what you're doing to suspension and so on.
Yeah, it's a lot more simplistic with those. It's like you have springs, and you have a couple different options from Speedway for what shocks you want to run, and
right.
That's about it.
I know a while back in the day, though, you weren't allowed to do hardly anything.
It's progressed a lot, that's for sure.
Right. To me, they seem like more of a street stock in today's...
It's like everything's jumped up one division from what
right.
it was 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. Any changes on the super stocks this year?
Nothing that I noticed. I cruised through the rule book. I didn't really get super in-depth. I guess
right.
I should probably take a second look at it, but nothing that I noticed that was really big.
You know, I think that's a key to keep the division, you know, growing, because the more you keep changing, guys get confused
nobody
and like, well,
keep,
yeah, nobody
yeah.
can keep up. And they did that years ago where they'd add something or somebody would complain, okay, well, we'll tweak it for this guy. Just complain, they'll tweak it for this guy. And at the time, you got all these different changes. It's not what it was supposed to be, you know?
Yeah.
But I've done that in a while, which is good.
Yeah,
I think.
That'd be cool if they grow that division a little bit. Those cars are a blast to drive.
I agree.
The car count just isn't quite there all the time, but there's usually out of them, so
yeah, hopefully, I'd like to see at least what 10, 12 of those would be a decent,
a good race if they had 10 cars every race,
exactly. I think, so. And there's plenty of them out there, too. You know, I know a while ago there was
somebody's got 12 of them.
I don't have bodies to take it out. I do have a Camaro, but we won't talk about the certainly bombers.
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing?
You've got a slow one too.
I'm not sure which car I'm going to be driving primarily next year.
But it is going to be a bomber?
Yes, it will be a bomber.
You get to pick, or is it something like somebody else? Like,
just
you're going to drive
the night it is.
Yeah.
You buy the pizzas certain nights and make everybody happy, then they'll give you the best car.
Which one is on Friday?
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty much, shall we do it? Whatever car is fastest, they let me race. And last year, Court raced the other car for the majority of the races. So,
you know what? That's got to give you some confidence knowing that they're not putting you in the fastest car. In the fastest car. Because normally you'd be like, hey, this guy, we want to make sure he gets in the fastest car.
I'll hold him back.
Right? But you get the faster bomber. Do you get to tweak him at all, work on him yourself, or get any say so in what is being done to them?
Usually, the one car that was in the crash with Vinny last year, mm-hmm. we got the body and the frame all straightened out on it. So,
wow, cool.
Just put a motor in it, and then other one I got to pull the motor out and
right.
go through it and put it back in. So
you gonna try to make practices coming up?
Yeah, hopefully. We waited.
Like everybody else.
Welcome to racing.
30 seconds. Start working on the car.
Well, you know what? All in December, and in the like, man, I got plenty of time. Before you know, you're like counting the weekends. Like, oh, like two more weekends. Two more weekends. You know, that's not a lot of time. time keeps sneaking up. Just look at his gray hair. It snuck up on him. When he started the race, he had brown hair and it long down to his ass.
And I look at
now it's like, he's like,
that
a,
happen?
He's like an old man, you know.
Well, it turned gray dealing with JJ.
Yeah, that was
so.
JJ.
And now it's
he's
still gray. Yeah, now it's still gray dealing with Michael. So
I'm not going to disagree with the JJ part. Now, cool. Are you looking forward to the orders again, or have you?
Yeah,
hopefully. Played with the idea of maybe trying something else.
I'd probably get practice or two of a super stock, but
is it in Sam's super stock?
So here's what you do: you buy dinner one night, but taint it so he gets sick.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam's sick tonight. I think I'm gonna drive the super stock. You know, if you get sick, what happens?
Yeah,
involved. Yeah,
it's always.
Oh, yeah.
Have you gone out in the stock before?
No,
no?
Not yet.
Anything? You've been out in something else besides the bomber, though, in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, I drove
besides something like
that. I've only driven a Bando and a bar on the, here at the board. So I've driven a late model once.
Okay. I thought the late model, wasn't that how it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
So you're no stranger to something different. Does that excite you to want to get into maybe race something like that often? Or?
Yeah, I wanted to race a late model a couple more times, but the first time I did it, I was so sick. It was awful.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that. You said you're
that was your best
sham. Yeah, hey, I should be the late model.
Uh-huh. That was awful. Both of us ended up with a flu.
That was a crazy weekend.
That was miserable.
That's at least you can look back and laugh at it, you know. Sheesh.
Sucks.
Do you think that, aside from being sick, that's something that you would probably like to do often? Was it easier to drive the late model than it was a bomber? Not really, or I know
it depends. It's completely different.
Right,
I'll say that, but
there's a little more finesse involved.
Oh, yeah. The late model is fun. I'd do it again if I could.
Cool.
So
cool.
Maybe one day in the future.
You, Sam.
Cool. It's always just on the table, right. You know.
Just full court.
He's zeroing in on a modified.
Well, what do you think that modified do? You know, I've seen it, but going with the CO2 crate deal, you think that's a good thing for modifieds, hopefully?
I'm kind of torn on it. I like it because it makes it more attractive. So you're not having to fight a motor for, you know, you're not having to try to buy horsepower and see how you can get by them. But when everybody's running the same motor, that comes down on the nickel and dime. Mm-hmm. Oh, buy all the weight axles, buy all the lightweight headlines. Oh, my harmonic balance are only 4 pounds, you know? All that stuff starts to add up, and it gets expensive that way.
No, that's true, because a lot of guys look at that option as, hey, a cheaper way to get on the track with the motor. Like you said, they start lighting up everything else and start to do different things, because still are going by the soil rules, except for the motor. So they're bump stop, so they're allowed, you know, all that other stuff. So
the thing that changes with that is, you know, the barrier to entry is definitely a little easier. So you end up with more cars showing up, you know, but there's more cars running kind of a mid pack or bigger group of cars, and you end up with two or three or however many cars breaking away. But that's kind of pressing anything.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
It's almost always, it's hard to get rid of that element.
Right.
Unless you start selling spec cars or you ever spec parts and that.
We know where you can go for that. If you're interested in the spec division,
with
the model truck series, you can go to lfstruck.com.
That's right.
Any thoughts on the truck race?
It looks like fun.
You know, it really is, you know, and you brought up some of the points, actually, about the spec racing. It does put more into the driver's hands. It's harder to pass, you know, because you have equal equipment and all that, and it's
a lot more effort into getting around somebody.
So, and you know, we allow bump stops and all that stuff also, but I want to talk to you guys. See if you guys in a piece of race or two or something compete against each other.
I'll race anything.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, I wouldn't be saying that if you guys were questionable drivers. But I've seen both of you, you know, drive. You guys are really good drivers.
Thank you.
Especially for your ages, you know, it really, really shows up the track. And you know, naturally, your character also, you know, how you guys carried yourself these past times. it means a lot to, I think it shows the younger racers also. But it's really, really cool. I know hello, who do we have?
Hello, this is Court.
Court, oh my God, how you doing, Court?
I think we're talking
doing
about
right.
you.
I got a question for them boys. On your way home, can you swing by Tropicana Pizza, get me a 5 chicken finger meal with some ranch, please?
So that gets you in a modified and you in a car, so you guys better buy the pizza. Cool. Hey, are you looking for the modified, Court?
I'm hardly hearing you. What'd you say?
Yeah, sorry about that. We were having issues with this in the past, so I apologize. How about the modified? Are you looking forward to getting into modified?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting in a modified. We got an older car. It's a heavier car, but it's we're intending on making it fast this year. So hopefully, Sam, get in it next year and compete.
Just smiled, by the way.
Cool.
No, looking forward to that, too. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, Court. Any more questions for these guys?
Hey, don't forget the chicken fingers. Chicken bake.
With ranch. We'll remind you before the end of the night. Oh, bye. Yeah, sorry about that. We didn't want him ordering more food. So, you know, we're going to have to...
I only care so much.
These are racers you're talking about. Yeah, they're unlimited fun. I guess they're courts tonight, right? You know,
pizza.
And don't forget the wings, right?
Right. And the ranch.
Got
a ranch.
Like, get you mod and you want a better car. If I was you guys, I'd be changed if anybody has it just to get it, so. Hell, I think I'm going to court some food.
Maybe I'll buy him a steak. You think I'll come on next year?
What? Speaking of steak, you guys are invited, by the way, February 24th.
That's
right. We have Racers Barbecue.
No steak. Ooh. No steak,
but.
It's beef.
That's right.
Ground beef.
Same category.
Yeah, same category of beef. So if you guys haven't been in the past, have you? Come out. You guys haven't.
I stopped by once last year.
Okay. Come on, buddy. You don't have to talk to anybody. People you like or don't like there. There's plenty of tables out there. You can just in, grab some food. There's going to be
February 24th.
Yep, February 24th. So about noon, I guess. We'll be starting about 10. We'll be there early, but.
No. You also be there about 10. I'll be there about 10.
Food about 12, but, yeah. But not for beer is okay. If you guys are not allowed to have beer, if you do sneak it, we don't want to know that.
But bring me one.
But bring Gary one. It'll be a bacon wrap.
I'm
corporating
you.
Yeah, there you go. But you guys are invited. Make sure you come out. You don't have to hang out. We're free food. You can bring your neighbor, family, all that. Just pick a table. It can be away from. I don't even talk to anybody. Okay, so I just live with the food. So. I barely talked to Gary about. Ain't that right?
Yeah,
we don't. Yeah, we don't. But come on out. Make sure you guys stop. Just free food. The walk around in Sunset Park. There's plenty to do. As long as we don't have the wind like we have had the last couple of days.
I hope we don't have that wind.
I know. Me. I hate that. It keeps me up at night. But we've been pretty lucky with the weather the last few years. Believe it or not, this is our fifth year doing it. So. Nice. Year. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. So that's free. We put it on for you guys. You know, they're all racers and all that. You know,
there won't be no pizza there. So
no pizza.
Bring your own pizza.
Yeah. If you want pizza, you got to bring it.
And wings. And ranch.
Ranch here, huh?
Oh, yeah, there'll be ranch. Yeah.
Which usually chili and
bacon wrapped hot dogs.
Yep.
We had bacon wrapped hot dogs last year.
Yeah. For the first year. Yeah,
first
year.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah,
we'll yep. Come on out. It's free. It's free.
And bring whoever you want.
And bring your neighbors. You paid for this. You're going to take off our good time.
Putting up with all the race car shit.
All the noise that you guys make in the driveway.
There's always that little thing you get whenever you fire up the race car on the trailer. It's like 9 o'clock at night and it's like, they don't like it.
Right, you start looking at you funny.
Yeah. See the blinds open up in the neighbor's house.
So, yeah, bring them. That's a good way to butter them up for this season.
Yeah. Tell them you paid for everything.
You prepaid for them. Come on.
This is for putting up with all our shit. Hey,
yeah.
Come on.
But now, you know, it's our way to thank you guys throughout the season. You know, I mean, we figure, hey, nobody wants just more food for us. But it's there for you guys, you know. And again, yeah, races don't talk about each other at all, and they don't.
Never.
They all like each other. so now, you know, and there's plenty of tables there. You can come and go different times, another day, you know, but it's the time. February 24th, a Sunday, so it doesn't interfere with anything else. We made sure it wasn't on the Daytona day, and it's not during the winter showdown for the SRL. We had 1 year during that.
1 year we hit that, and we hit the
Daytona.
Daytona, yeah.
This year, again.
We looked at the schedule.
And I don't think there's – we don't care about the prompt ratio if they fall on the Saturday before, so – but we have in the past.
No, they're the 2nd and the 16th.
Okay. So,
cool. So the Pro people were invited to.
Not nice.
Oh, man. You invited the Perumpy?
All of them. Everyone.
Oh, watch out. Now you've done it.
The whole city will empty out. Because
their friends and their
sons are.
I would say that they were friends of racers at the track, but maybe not.
Probably
not Chad.
Chad's got a lot of friends. Yeah. Shoot, Chad can come and bring all of his friends.
I tell you what, anybody that went to the banquet is invited for Perump's banquet.
That's right, by the way.
That's the joke.
That's right. Everyone.
I'm sorry. I just had to say that for Gary. They're a little upset about that. They raced all year and looking for a banquet. I can't read it, which is probably a good
Apparently Kyle can't either.
It's okay. Court
says, forget my hot chicken fingers and ranch. I'm starving. And bacon.
Shaking bacon.
Oh, man.
Speaking of racers for next year, did you guys hear anything about what they're doing for the pits at the Bullring?
I haven't heard anything except for there's no reserved.
I guess what I've heard through the grapevine is they've changed the pits out there. They've taken the parking lot where the spectator parking used to be, and over where the go kart is, and they've leased it out to somebody. I guess I don't know exactly what they're doing out there. They've taken all the area that was like right next to the stands, like where the trickles used to park and stuff. They've taken that and all the pits were right in front of the tech barn. And it's supposed to be spectator parking now. And now the parking's supposed to be from lineup. There's supposed to smell the parking out there. So I don't know if that's true, but
it's probably that's what they were saying is redoing.
I don't know they're having some police chase thing.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's what's right to the door, but I did see something about that end up a couple days ago.
Police training or something.
I don't remember his name right off the top of my head, used to play on that TV show Chips. Erica Estrada. He's in charge of all that out there.
Gotcha. I don't think that was anybody who works at the track thought that was a great idea. It was someone way more money than any of us that gets to make that choice.
Well, we see where the track stands when it comes to their own parking. Guess what? We're taking away your parking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to take away just the track and said, you
park anywhere. Now everybody's got to park far away.
And you don't get reserved spots this year.
That'll be fun, too. I wonder how that works. If I can...
First come, first serve.
Well, say the people that bring in all the, you know, they have a trailer for the car and a trailer for the golf car and three cars they bring in with them.
And if they're not reserved, then after that first, you just park in their spot and piss them off.
Oh, there's going to be a that, I'm sure.
Yeah, that was my spot last year. So.
I'm counting down until we have a fist fight over a parking spot.
Will happen the first night.
That'll probably be the test day, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Probably will be a test
day. Yeah, you're right.
Might want to show up that day.
Or a lot of more people will be leaving their cars out there to have the spot.
Yeah, parking overnight.
Maybe they won't allow that.
That'd be interesting. I don't know. Now you gotta go down to the gate that's out the tunnel to the speedway. Get into the pits now.
Is that where?
I think they said
they're gonna reconfigure.
Yeah, they moved that down. You're supposed to be bringing in a trailer of some kind for the credentials office.
Way down there, huh?
Gotta go all the way to the end of the road now.
Summer ride all the way down.
Oh, man. Hope you don't have to run your credentials. I mean, you had to do that, like run to the down. Your bicycles.
Kind of, we figured. Don't want a good golf or an insurance policy, so we're bringing bicycles.
Yeah, it costs a lot for that $1 million.
I know
how
much bicycles you're taking.
I mean, if we all pitch in one cart, and then we all, like, get on, like,
yeah.
20 people, like a clown car.
Get one of those things you could on at Disneyland and it takes you down there.
Hey, we could rent one out. Huh? A little.
Well, the shelf has got, like, three trailers behind it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
We can actually make money at the racetrack.
Tow it with a tractor.
Opportunity.
We'll tow a bomber.
Yeah.
For
Kyle, course. You're hired.
Yeah. Buy more pizza.
Don't want to
have wings or hot chicken fingers.
Oh, man. Hey, any new sponsors this year? You want to talk about that real quick? I know we got plenty of time, but we want to get that so we don't miss anybody.
Kind of, but not really. Lynch, he's opened up his own show now. He's up off Napa Service Center. He's up off of Craig and Losey. He's opened up his own shop. He's helped us out quite a bit. He's always our guy we go to. We have questions about our street cars or working on stuff like that. Anyway, so he's helped us out a lot. I don't know the exact name of the place, but it's a Napa Service Center.
Off Craig and Losey.
Craig and Losey, right across from the cannery.
Okay.
So he's up transmission and a couple of work trucks, my pickup truck, building our transmission right now for street stock. He's done good work. He's up quite a bit.
Where are they?
He's Cheyenne and Decatur, right across from the airport there.
Oh, okay.
There's a
cool.
There's the what's called storage place there, and the warehouse is behind the place.
Okay.
But anyways, he's up there. Street cars is everything. He does the bring a transmission to fix or rip a car and he'll rip the transmission out.
So he's a good tranny guy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So always.
Cool. Well, make sure you visit these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
I think that's about it for our sponsors here.
And then Kyle and Sam sponsor each other. Or not? Not really. Right.
We cannot forget, though, every time I take a picture in Victory Lane, somebody's standing in front of his sticker on the
poor course. I guess.
Sierra Nevada Enterprises.
Of course.
So
the heavy duty work.
Yeah, he does all the grading and dirt work. So that's Sounder Graphics. They've been making art for a few years. He'll sell quite. Just keep your stickers looking nice. Always for the last. We picked the car this week and we don't have stickers. Call them 3 o'clock on Thursday.
We need them by 4.
Yeah. Hey, how soon can you get this?
They love you, but they hate you.
Uh-huh. So they've helped us out quite
cool.
Always. Seems to be Kyle's car usually, but you know.
This kind of pattern is it, Kyle?
Not at all.
It's always somebody else's fault.
His fault, but just all of a sudden it's we race. Oh, the car this week.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you get a wild idea.
We want it
gray this year.
Like every year, there's a picture of the car the year,
right.
Like halfway through the year.
They have all three different pink schemes and graphics and shit.
Need to get like a signature thing to follow. Like, I don't know. I think my thing, the bronze car with black numbers, it's pretty easy.
You know what? And I like that. You know, it's simple. It stands out.
I get something going for him.
I'm all over the place.
I just got green locked down. He's like yellow or blue.
Maybe you get Skittles to sponsor you. Show them all the different cars in the scheme. So which is it? Yellow?
You do red.
No. I've been all over the place. Racing Bombers, it was dark blue. Then the next year, it was gray. And then it went black. And then this last year, one car stayed black. The car was white, and then it was gray.
And then I got crashed.
I got crashed. So don't go gray and black.
That's bad juju.
I was
right, exactly. Keep it bright so everybody can see you.
Leave it as it sits now, because when the car is dark blue, it's already number four on it. The fence is tan and the hood's purple.
It's got a good look to it.
This new guy comes out there, he's like, man, stay from that guy.
The whole corner of the car looks like, I don't know if I'll get near him.
That guy. I know that 11 bomber we had, the quarter was smashed in. We were going to fix it. We're like, yeah, we're going to leave it. Fix it, it's going to get smashed again. This way somebody will look at it and be like, man, we're going to stay from that guy.
I think the best way we found is you said time limit for everything. So, like, you know what? I'm only going to stay in the car for a day. You're going to spend one day painting, and that's it.
There you go. There you go.
That way it doesn't look too nice, and you don't spend a ton of time. You
it's
know?
A good balance. So, we'll use that same mathematic formula.
Spend one day smashing out quarter pound.
Yep, get the hammer. Need a hammer sponsor, like a sledgehammer. I sponsor a quarter power dose to Gary all the time. I let him borrow it once. He haven't gotten it.
Use it once in a while.
But you know what? He's been in the bomber, so I didn't take it back.
He gets out of it.
He gets out of it. At least he used to. Are you guys plan on doing any dirt racing at all? In the bombers?
I don't know.
Have you thought about it?
We keep pitching the idea around, and usually my dad just kind of, we don't need to do that.
Tell him with the garden, the dirt just falls right off.
We got a pressure washer.
Even better.
No, we keep debating it. And it's one of those things that we should do. We shouldn't, but
pick the slowest car that Kyle don't race and go take it to the
That's what we keep trying to pitch to him, and he keeps telling us no.
Yep. Well, that's another thing. When you start getting that points goal,
Bomber makes a very good backup for stock for one race.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. So, but then if he's in a points battle, then he needs the backup bomber.
No, he gets so bomber to come around.
But he gets the fast bomber.
Put the 970s on.
There you go. Yeah. Do you miss any of those breakout races? By chance? I mean, I used to like those. To be honest, you know, I was one of the guys that liked the races. Probably one of the two guys. But
I always had fun with them. There was always the annoying ones where it was like, you're just stuck. And those weren't fun, but no, I miss them a little bit because there's a lot more instead of just see who can drive fastest and pass the guy in front of you.
Right. There's a little strategy involved in that.
It was always funny because everybody would come out before. Maybe like a drag race. And everybody stomps the brakes right at the finish line, and you get the one guy who's coming from way back
and
drives around the inside.
Yep.
I like that 20-second breakout when all the cars couldn't go over 20.
Not just the first place.
Not just the first place.
Yeah.
If anybody, they had to stop and
I think I think it makes it harder just because then it's if a guy in front is like, I'm running 20.1, 20, you know, and you start but all it makes it real hard to pass, but I guess half the strategy. That's how close can you get?
Kyle, in any of the breakout races, you're not a fan?
Like he said, it has its moments. Yeah. But I'm not a fan.
No.
He won the Fall Classic from the last breakout race he did.
Oh,
that was easy.
Oh, see? That was easy.
I had freaking street stock tires on. I passed them on the outside of this corner.
Well, but that's the whole point of that breakout race. It doesn't matter what you have and all that. But,
I think it's fun, but both the guys that raced bombers didn't think it was the unfortunate problem. Then it was, you know, like that one year when there was like two big crashes in the breakout races, and everybody kind of was like, I don't really want to crash my car. So,
You know, me personally, I don't think that was the reason.
That one you're talking about was they put a lot of girlfriends and wives in their cars, or is that
no? That was a long time.
Yeah, see, he made it sound like that wouldn't happen in today's world because we don't moms and cars anymore.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Put you on the spot. Do I have moms or sisters in it? No, I'm just kidding. Now you know I miss those powder preparations and stuff like that, but the guys that own the cars.
Totally hammered.
Well, I did that in Pahrump for the mini stock. Stacy,
yes.
She did okay, but I was nervous every lap. Oh, crap.
Let's go in the course. Like, oh.
Yeah. She gets closer and closer to the wall. I'm like, oh, man, I wish I was in that float down, you know. But she did okay. She did good, but not a good feeling in your car.
Yeah, I don't like watching with people have my car.
Right. Yep.
Exactly. Makes me nervous.
You got to live on the edge. What the hell? Just a lone R car is still the faster race.
I thought that was a cool idea back in the bombers back in the day, the slower bombers, which have these big Cadillacs, these big boats and stuff like that. 180-inch wheelbase. But I thought that was a cool idea, the faster race is what they full of.
Yeah. 7-8 of them. And then we'd loan them all out. Proud to say everyone that I loan my cars to won.
It's like Irwindale used to do that, where it was like a celebrity race. And what was the cars? S2?
Oh, yeah,
models.
S2s, yeah.
So it was a little spec late model. Mm-hmm. They used to give them to all the like random people who were like, oh, you're kind of half famous, go drive my car.
Right.
I think those are cool.
Yeah, I think those are cool promotional advertising.
Gets more people out, that's
right.
For sure.
Gets in the stands. But did you us in any of those pastors if they hit the wall or anything?
Actually, the reason they stopped it was one hit three wall, turn two wall, and totaled that one.
See, that bomber car. The Lord wasn't with
that.
Nope. Well, that sucks. What do you think about the bombers this year? How do you think? Have you heard any buzz? Are there going to be people out there?
Listen,
right.
Really, but
I mean, because I don't really do Facebook or anything, so I leave it up to you guys to.
Your buddies with Vinny and that whole. Are they bringing back more bombers this year?
I don't know. Crossing
enemy lines.
Yeah, exactly. He's real careful. He's saying that. Maybe we get Kyle Busch to step down and. In the bomber. Yeah, everybody would wreck him. They'd want to just try to take him out.
Everybody would wreck Kyle Busch on.
I don't know why he got sandwiched.
I have no idea what happened.
Right. What the hell happened? Would I buy one just to do that? No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that to anybody. You gonna be out in a bomber at all?
No.
Maybe.
You got
sticking to the dirt.
I got other priorities. No.
Yeah. We'll probably do more truck stuff this year.
Yeah.
Unless,
yeah, I'm gonna probably
back.
Can't concentrate on the trucks.
Yeah. Makes it easier when you're not trying to jump back. And
yes.
Oh shit! Well, I need to go work. Yeah. Around
things, that's
you know?
a lot of work.
And that happened to us last year. Yeah. Is Mike and I would be, and I'd be like, man, I got to go race and pump and, you know.
All the work here to do.
Yeah.
And it'd be if he wasn't already that far into it with points. But you guys know how intense it gets when you're in a points chase. You know, you get
six races in the year and you're like, yep, here we go.
Right, I mean, in for the points, I can't win any races. And
so this year, I'm if I even race my car, it'll be in Vegas.
Yeah.
But
I tell I think I got beat it a couple of times. I just went out once and proved that I did.
After
I didn't really. I didn't
know.
Where was that here?
Probably. What's his name? The 00. I don't remember his name. Anthony. Man, he snapped my 23 race win streak.
Yeah, so I something about that.
Then I knew, okay, I can go out and beat Anthony. He don't get a run. Kid, I got lucky. Yeah. It was a product that he built, so I can shove it down his throat. So I beat him in his own car.
Yes, he did.
But no. Fun part.
That's a fun part of racing when you get that where you care about him enough, but not quite enough. You just go out and thrash him around and have fun.
Right.
Whatever. I think that's kind of what bombers need to move back towards a little bit instead of being more of a
competition.
You know,
it's more fun.
Just go out, crash around.
It's what they need to get rid in the bombers is those race shocks, race springs, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And earlier years, you only had to have stock springs and stock shocks.
Yeah, I think
stuff.
Even when it comes to like setting the cars now, like I talked to Tim before he saw the rule book and stuff, and that was my one big like
right.
gripe. It was
mm-hmm.
like, dude, these guys are driving tans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, well, what do? You tell them to stay home, and it's like, yeah, you know what? Else from taking our two cars and same thing.
Right.
But, so he put some little thing in the rule book this year about you're allowed to your vehicle to 3,400 pounds and, you know, like hooded doors, roof. And
not a structural.
And he said there's some call in there about if we deem it excessive, then we're going to put a weight penalty
right.
on you, which that's probably how it should be. You know?
Yeah. I mean, the point, obviously the cage there for safety, but the structure of the car helps
yeah.
that also.
I can't imagine that helps the car they drive because it
right.
probably drives a little better, but those cars, even when they're totally, everything's there, they still flex a lot.
Right.
That takes
right.
all the rigidity of the frame.
That's,
I don't know.
That's a good point. And from it for what, it's been a couple of years
yeah.
from sitting in a bar. What are your thoughts, Kyle? I mean, do you feel any animosity from anyone that might be cutting their cars out or anything like that, or does it matter to you?
So,
right.
One of my cars around has got like 30 pounds long, and then I look in front of me, there's a car 200 pounds slung off the back of it.
Right. So you say his name, it's okay.
No.
No.
We're still friends. Just kidding. Hey, don't they dictate where you put the lead? On these?
It just says you have to have the same amount in your front and back, and that's the outside
equal
of the
amount.
Firewalls. So,
but within the frame rail.
Is it
yeah,
is it
so.
Front and back or left and right?
Back. Because they want you should be able to, or I talked about he wants it so you can get right to the outside weight, which is 2.5%. So he's left to right doesn't have to be the same, but front to back has to be the same.
Okay.
Anyways, but then it's a game. How close can you bolt your leg through the firewall on the bottom of the frame?
Yeah, he's close to the, yeah. So.
Hey, Tuck, it's how close do you get your feet, you know?
And that's the ones that aren't, you can see them white. Nobody does that.
Nobody well, does just that. Remember,
I hit that frame rail with a pipe, and it just doesn't make me.
Right? Okay, that's pretty.
Cling, 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 dong.
It's funny. Way back in the street stock days, there's this guy. He.
You can, it's okay.
No, Vince. I don't know if you remember him or not, but to the street stocks back in the day, I can't remember what year it was now, but he went through tech. And he had to have a certain amount of lead in there, so they wanted to physically see it. I forget why they wanted to see it. So they said by the next race, some aluminum blocks, good weight, both of them on, and they didn't check it. They just looked like lead weight, but it was aluminum. It wasn't even lead.
That's pretty
slick. I even thought it was. I was like, hey, Mike, look. He took it off like aluminum. I was like, oh, man. I can only imagine what other guys are going with that. I'm not checking.
Got one over. I remember racing in Arrows, and there was one where they used to just have the square tubing on a kind of ground, smack all the frame bars and everything.
Yeah.
They sounded hollow.
Yep.
They found one guy where the left side of the front bumper just ting, ting, ting. I put a bumper weighs 40 pounds.
Oh, yeah, we just used the wrong thickness metal, that's all. Yeah, nothing to see here, right? Yeah, that's funny.
It's always funny. You never realize how creative people are until you go to the racetrack.
Exactly.
God, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, man.
You know, you're saying, all these years, you're saying, how did you think of that?
Yeah, no kidding. Some guys are pretty creative. I can't think of it. You probably got some stories.
Nope.
Of your own. Of what you
have.
I don't see what other people.
We don't got to worry about tech out here anymore. I mean, what's tech things that you might be able to get away with?
I've never ever won. Never have I ever.
He might.
I don't care what they do. It's not my problem.
run my own race.
Well, here's the biggest thing.
Just don't hit.
Just Ford on it. They probably don't know anything about it, right?
Exactly.
I want to build a Ford. Just see what I can
do. All you got to do is take a Ford motor out there and never find the serial number on it.
I don't, because I'll look at the usual Chevy spot. That's actually happened to
you. Yes, it has.
Where is a serial number on a small block Ford?
I can't tell you.
They might know. He still uses it against them to this day.
Yeah. Actually, he was looking for the number where they looked for the Chevys. And I said, what are you looking for? He said, well, the number of the motor's not there. I said, you ain't going to find it right there.
You see the Chevys up front?
Yeah, this motor's in backwards. Something's wrong here.
That's messed up. Good for us. I said, well, I wouldn't want to see you get white shirt wet and dirty. Never showed up.
They just
go, we'll do it later.
Yeah, that's how he got to run a big block Ford. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, man. Let's talk about these other engines, because these techs now, anyway, I don't have any of the techs personally, so I say the techs now, but nowadays, it seems like they only know the Chevy stuff because that's been predominant in in racing lately.
It seems to be what the key is. I don't know. Out of time, his big old Ford, that's a big old car, but he's still got run pretty good.
Right.
I don't know.
I think the Fords have potential. I mean, I'm not.
They're just different, Who's to say they're faster or slower?
I drive Ford to fool the tech official.
Just mess with
them. That was the main reason, right? So, a couple things, I guess, before we run out of time, we only got 5 minutes. So, you already said some sponsors. Any family members you want to give a shout out to that help keep you racing?
First and foremost, he's the one that gets us to the track and makes sure everything's right. And he's kind of the mastermind.
Cool.
So, our family, they help us out a lot. We go to the track and hang out with them quite a bit. It's always fun.
Are they going to be out racing this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I think Mason's just going to drive the modified.
Cool.
If they're doing a super stock or not. Right. But there's always fun with the super stock. So just parked right next to each other. And I'd get out of the car and go talk to Mo. Like, hey, the car
right.
drives like garbage. What do you do? The same thing. Mason got out of the car
that's
and
cool.
go talk to Mo and it bounce ideas off.
You know, and
that's always fun.
That's good because the car that they have makes you a better driver also back and forth. So.
But so the Sergeant
okay.
family. Mo and Donnie, always having fun. And have fun racing against them. Tammy, she brings us food, keeps us
that's
always in
for.
Charge. Tony, he always comes out to the track with us. Helps out quite a bit. He's always at the track, always happy. Never says no.
He's always the one that does the dirty work.
We always need somebody that does the dirty work.
Never complains about doing the hard stuff.
Cool.
That's for sure.
We're out of time. Sam and Kyle, hopefully you guys come back in. We'll keep you informed and read the popularity contest
we're
going on.
I'd be really sad if
we did. Oh, yeah, we're going to be Pat.
Keep bleeding.
That's right. We'll keep you informed, but thanks for being here. We'll see you live Tuesday. And don't forget to plug to you, though. Okay?
Thanks for coming, you guys.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening.